It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning, you. It's 8:07, and we've got the sun shining here. We are at 20 below. Remember that when you head outdoors this morning. Thursday talk round, February 24th. Talking with our favorite historian, Janet Gagelin, this morning as we do. Well, we've been doing this the past couple Thursdays.
This is number three.
Number three. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot to talk about because we've been covering local music.
Yes.
It's been going on around the area. And man, what a rich history we have as far as music goes.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
And you were telling me people are just coming up to you, stopping you and say, I remember this and I remember that.
Yeah. They just start. Well, especially the pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was built in 28 and didn't come down till 85.
Yeah.
You know, so there were a lot of New Year's Eve parties and whatever else there, you know, proms, dances, homecoming, who knows?
I remember a few there and some a little foggy, but, you know.
That's what I've heard.
I don't think I'm alone in that sentiment. Kathy, you remember the pavilion too, right?
I was just thinking back. So when she said pavilion, it's like, oh my God, floods of memories.
Yeah,
oh,
yes. A lot of memories there.
Yeah. If those walls could speak.
And a lot of famous acts that came through there, too, and graced that stage.
And I was reminded of another one that I did not mention, and that was the Flippers. The Fabulous Flippers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, who are they? You know, so I had to check it out, you know, a little bit. But they started out as a rock band coming from Lawrence, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And they went as far south as the Texas area and then up here. North Dakota was actually mentioned on their bio. And they started out as rock band, so, you know, people got used to that. And then they added instruments. So they were an 8-piece band.
Wow.
And they were multi-talented. You know, person A could play the trumpet as well as person, you know, number 7.
Mm-hmm.
So they moved around, played instruments. They all could sing. They had a drummer with black lit sticks. So when the crowd was out there and the lights were a little bit lower, and he would get into his drum solo with the black
with
lit
lighted sticks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So they were entertaining as well. Mm-hmm. You know, they played a lot of the good music, and they actually have some records that they cut. One of them is called the Harlem Shuffle. I'm not sure about that one. It's about 4 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it on YouTube, but I didn't really think it was very good. I like I'm Gonna Marry Mary better.
Right,
think,
right, you know, the Emmerman.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So this group, though, was pretty famous, and they're in the Iowa and Nebraska Music Hall of Fames. So
Fabulous Flippers. I'd forgotten all about them.
Yeah, and they were, you know, like I said, entertaining, and people would drive miles to go to a flipper dance.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever it was.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, we talked last week, too, about the shows that they used to put on over at the Armory over here, which is now our community center.
Yes, that was.
They have shows over there all the time.
They did, and I was reminded of that. You know, don't forget that we had the old Armory, you know, and so I think the Uglies were probably the biggest group that ever, you know, was there, other than some smaller area groups, but, you know, Uglies out of Fargo. And then we also had the KC. It was a KC then. That would be the first Armory that came down, you know, that they tore down. The National Guard, Company I. And so there were dances there, too. Wood floor as opposed to a concrete floor.
Sure.
So I think the dances were probably better with a wood floor. And then, you know, just thinking of the garage bands, there were a lot of people, a lot of kids who got together and just played music in their garages. But that doesn't mean they went very far, you know. But if you think about Jim Oliver and Mark Munson, Dave Engstrom.
Right.
Larry Crone. Barry Mowers, Roger Lee, they were the opposite six, and they played at the KC Hall. They played at the Armory. They played, and a lot of these little bands would play at Crazy Days. You know, they'd go down and be on a street corner, and they'd be playing for the crowds that were at the Crazy Day activities. But, you know, I mean, Jim Oliver, the vocalist, and Mark was the drummer, and Dave and Roger and Barry were all guitars, and I think Larry was keyboard.
Okay.
So, you know, that's probably the best-known garage band that we have here in our little area. Jim, you know, went on to do some other things vocally, you know, Elvis impersonator. I think it was a couple summers ago, they were in the park. For Music in the Park, they had like a reunion. And it was just so much fun to listen to them. And then they would stop between songs and tell a story. Remember when?
Oh, yeah.
And so it was great fun. They added a couple people because some couldn't make it. But it was just a lot of fun to sit there and listen to their stories and their music. They were good musicians.
They were.
Mark ended up as a music teacher in, I think, Bemidji, Brainerd, one of the two.
I remember Jim and Don Huckey doing a mean karaoke duet of Bend Me Shapey, My American Breed. They were famous. Those two were famous for duetting on that one. That's where I remember them from. But Jim has a great music history, too.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, definitely. I wish I would have been able to visit with him a little bit before this, you know, but COVID and bad weather. So I just kind of like, okay, give me some text messages to help me get through.
Getting back to the Uglies when they were performing over at the Armory, Dave Prentice was their lead singer and one of my mentors, because he actually became one of our booking agents when I was with Billy Dee and the Crystals. And suddenly here was this guy I remember from, you know, being back at the Armory and out at Vought's Barn, and I was just blown away by this guy's showmanship.
Right.
And suddenly he's our agent. So I got a lot of good tips from him, and he did a lot to mentor me through it. And he's like a musical encyclopedia, too. Anything you want to know, just ask Dave. But the stories he could tell about being with the Uglies and their time on the road, too. So that was a great shared experience.
I wonder how they got their name, the Uglies.
Because they were all ugly.
I didn't want to say that. But
and Dave would say that, too. Yeah, he said, you know, I'll look at my face and you could tell where the name came from.
Well, we had the Trashmen.
Trashmen, yes, yes.
They played at the Pavilion, but also, you know, probably at the Armory.
Surfing Bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, great, great song.
And then with Crystal Sunshine, you know, I mean, you have to throw that name in there, too.
And of course, Tilford.
Yes.
How long's Tilford been out there doing what he's been doing? And he's still out there doing it.
Decades.
Yeah, decades, decades. And that's a real testament, too, how the music kind of sticks.
Yes.
You know, with people here locally, too.
And they, you know, people attend those Music in the Park nights. I mean, bring your lawn chair, and they have good variety. And people are there, the groups are there that have just kind of gotten together and said, let's go, you know, let's play, let's be part of it. So.
And I was talking last Thursday, you were in, we were talking music, and I had a meeting with the band, Billy Dee and the Crystals, and Jay and Jan Vaughts came in too. And their story going back 50 years is a story unto themselves.
Right.
And their dad kind of getting the band together and Jan being able to barely touch the pedals on his drum.
Right.
You know, because he was, you know, he was that young. But they all grew up in that. Jay, Jan, and Jeff, and Joel, all four of them just accomplished musicians.
Yep.
Because their dad got them into it and said, yeah, you're going to rehearse. A lot of times when they didn't want to.
Well, we lived on the farm, they probably would say. And
right. Like, but they were out performing at a very early age. And it does. It gets in your blood and you can't get rid of it. And just when you think you can, it's like the mafia. They pull you back in. But a lot of good things here. I do, like I say, we covered the Emmerman. We covered, you know, the Uglies. Johnny Holm, another one.
Yes.
Another mentor of mine and a good friend, too. So,
right.
Yeah, had a lot of great music coming through here.
And the music that I've thrown out there, names and stuff, have been from the 40s and the 50s. But now, you know, we're moving ahead a little bit. And sometimes those days just are so clear, and yet they're 25, 30 years ago.
That's right.
You know, so.
But, man, talk about great memories. Oh, and that's the best part about what music has done here locally.
Yeah, and how it continues to.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then you have the Headwaters Music Festival that Dave Engstrom got going that just kind of carries it on, too. So
yeah, Dave and Bob were very instrumental in getting it going and keeping it going, and I'm sure it'll be around another year.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, we're going to grow that. I don't think so. I don't think we're done with that yet.
Jumping in here because all these wonderful names and memories. And you talked about Jim Oliver, and I traveled with him to the tourism shows. We were both on the CVB, and, of course, the zoo relationship. And we went to a conference in Bismarck, and just back our mind, and I don't remember, but it was the Icebreaker night, and they had karaoke set up. And
here we
people
go.
were kind of weak. People were like, with my tourism colleagues that I see once a year. I'm not going to get up there and do this, you know. And so the kid running it was kind of like, oh, good Lord, I'll just play some music. And so I talked. So a few people sang. And then I asked, I said, Jim, go up there. Get this party going. And he goes, no, this is, no, no. Yeah. You know? And he did. And after that, they voted that we don't do karaoke. Jim just stays up there all night.
Oh,
because not
it.
Only is does he have a great voice, but he got the party going. And with the songs he chooses. I mean, he can croon. Mm-hmm. He can croon with the best of them as the crooners. Yeah. But he can also, you know, bring in, you know, Sweet Home Alabama and all these others. And it just got the party going. And we just didn't give him a rest. And that was typical of Jim because, he is really good.
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah.
It's in his blood, too. Definitely.
It's in his blood. Yeah. And he's got a lot of good memories of all those guys that Janet just mentioned.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. And, you know, he was an entertainer.
Yes.
And a showman.
Yes.
And he was not afraid to get up there.
No.
Well, you can't be, definitely.
Nope.
You know,
nope.
Kind of let that go. Get rid of the filter, as I say.
Yep.
All right. Janet, so great to have you in.
Good to be here.
You going to come back next week?
I am. I've got some reminiscing kind of things.
Okay.
You know, like maybe 7-8 little things like, do you remember? And I should have talked about one today, but it was tempting, but I didn't.
Well, we'll save it. We'll save it for next Thursday. Janet,
Sounds great
to have you on. Janet Gageland, talking music history and just history in general. She's our favorite historian, Janet Gageland, in on Thursdays here at 810, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Going to talk all things Jinkabazoo. Tom Schmaltz and Kathy Dickman in for the Morning Zoo. It's up next.
Your official designated driver for the biggest party in the dirt ever, Bud Light Next and Neutral Seltzer, brings you your quick lane to the Winter Show concert on March 5th. From 4 p.m. until 2 a.m., just hop on the bus and join the fun with stops in Valley City at the Tavern 94 and Econo Lodge, the Eagles Club, the Labor Club, the Captain's Pub, My Bar, the Clubhouse at the Legion.